Up next is Stephanie Hamm, who is a litigation partner at Thompson & Horton, one of my fellow Houstonians. I had the great pleasure of sharing a closed session with her in recent history where I was just sitting there in awe about how smart she is and how well prepared she was and how the board just loved her. And then she left and they were left with me. And then I realized what a bad situation that was for me. We are very, very lucky to have her speak to us today about a well-informed electorate and best practices for avoiding electioneering complaints. So thank you, Steph.
Thank you, Corey. It's very kind of you to say, especially given that I was there to talk about the Voting Rights Act, and I think we can all agree that that is a difficult topic to cover. So we're here now talking about electioneering, and I know it feels like we just finished up an election season, and we certainly did on the national level, and regardless of the outcome, whether your person won or lost, I think we can all agree that elections are exhausting and they really don't necessarily bring out the best in everyone. But even though we just finished an election season, we're already in another election season on a local basis. We have a lot of school districts in the state who hold elections in May. So those school districts have already got their candidates for the school board applying to participate in those elections. And I've seen several school districts have already announced that they're going to be holding bond elections in May. So we're still in the thick of it. And so it is really important to understand what school districts and school officials can and cannot say using public funds. This has always been an important issue, but it's especially important now because around this time last year, and Charles and Lucas know this well, I should have bribed them to stay up here and do this presentation with me because they were very much involved in these issues as well. But around this time last year, leading up to the March primaries, the state, through the Attorney General, initiated a lot of litigation against school districts across the state for alleged electioneering. And so we had a lot of school board members, superintendents, and other school officials who were sued by the state based on things that they had said or things that they had posted. And so obviously no one wants to get sued, but most importantly, I know from my work with school districts over the last 7 years that people do want to follow the law. They want to get it right. They don't want to just avoid a lawsuit or get away with something. They actually want to make sure they're doing things appropriately. And so a lot of school districts were surprised when they were sued last year because the allegations of electioneering in many of those lawsuits related to communications that historically were not treated as prohibited communications. And so we definitely are seeing some differing trends in, I would say, interpretations of the electioneering statutes. As we'll talk a little bit about, we have some history to learn from in terms of administrative guidance and some ethics commission's decisions. But we also have, again, a bit of a differing view coming out of the litigation last year. And so there's been some renewed focus on this issue, and so it's important to understand first and foremost what the relevant statutes say. But before we get there, you may be asking yourself, if this is so complicated, well, why do we even care? Why say anything about anything? Let's just all stay quiet and not get ourselves in any trouble. Well, democracy depends on a well-informed electorate, not a citizenry legislatively limited in its ability to discuss and debate candidates and issues. This language is from a 1976 U.S. Supreme Court case, and I think we all know that being able to talk about important issues is a foundational principle of democracy as we know it. We know that elections matter. We know that elections have consequences. And if there are important issues impacting public education, impacting school districts, we want to be able to talk about them, right? We need to be able to talk about them so that the community knows what's going on. But as with many rights, with great rights come great responsibilities. So there are limits on what people can say about elections when using public funds and